And welcome to another edition of the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show, our Tuesday edition where we talk about the Blue Water Area Conference and also the high school eight-player football teams in the North Central Thumb League and an independent one, that's the Brown City Green Devils also. A recap of Week 9 action and then looking ahead to the playoffs. Yeah, we're in the playoffs already. The first round of the playoff pairings were announced on the Sunday Selection Show on Bally Sports Detroit and then posted on the MHSAA website. First, to give you an update, our games of the week starts Friday night. We got two games this week. Friday night, it's high school eight-player football. The Brown City Green Devils hosting the Auburn Hills Oakland Christian Lancers. And then on Saturday afternoon, 12:30 noon at East China Township Stadium, we've got a Division 8 11-player football with the Marlette Red Raiders at the Marine City Cardinal Mooney Cardinals. That starts at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon on Saturday, this Saturday. So Friday, 6:30 p.m., Saturday, 12:30 p.m., we've got Brown City and Marlette coverage area teams live on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at CNACBroadcasting.com. All right, let's check in with our Week 9 scores, a recap of Week 9 action. Week 9 scores in the North Central Thumb League 8-player football. Our game of the night in Week 9 ended the regular season with a thriller, with Deckerville winning over Peck 62-60 in four overtimes. And we'll talk about that game coming up and just that high-scoring affair, a classic that will go down in the histories of football action between those two teams. Deckerville winning 62-60 over Peck, handing Peck their second loss of the regular season. Kingston remains undefeated as they defeated Carson with Port Sanlac 36-0. Mayville Wildcats over Ashley 54-12. North Huron Warriors must-win situation, and they get it over Burton Atherton 44-28 to get into the playoffs themselves. Bay City All Saints over Genesee shuts them out 50-0. Akron Fairgrove Vikings over Caseville 62-12. And Brown City takes down K-Peck on Thursday 60-6. Brown City just one loss in regular season in high school player football, and they are in the playoffs hosting Auburn Hills Oakland Christian. And again, they'll be live on 92.5 FM WBGV. Meanwhile, Auburn Hills Oakland Christian defeated New Haven Merritt Academy 54-14 to move to 7-1 overall. Their lone loss was to Kingston back September 2nd, 46-28 loss. But they're in the playoffs. They'll be at Brown City, and that will be our game of the night on WBGV 92.5 Friday night. In the Greater Thumb Conference East and West games, Marlette gets the win over Waterford or Lady Lakes, a must-win situation for Marlette to get into the playoffs, 42-14. Beale City defeats Cass City 27-14. Despite the loss for Cass City, they get into the playoffs with a 5-4 record. Harbor Beach goes 8-1 after defeating Vassar 51-12. Sandusky ends on a good note over Unionville Seaboeing 44-20. As they get their third win of the season. Essexville Garber defeats Lakers 34-21, handing the Lakers a first loss of the season, but Lakers are the Greater Thumb West champions. Ubley remains undefeated at 9-0, taking down Reese 69-6, and Ubley is the Greater Thumb East champions. Bad Axe had the forfeit win over Hamtramck 1-0, and Bad Axe will take on Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. Saginaw Valley Lutheran defeats Carroll 26-14, Melvindale Academy of Business over Memphis 38-6. And in the Blue Water Area Conference, we'll be talking about this coming up. Croswell Lexington defeats Freeland 41-34 to go to 7-2 overall record, and they're in the playoffs, and they'll take on Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Goodrich defeats Elmont 42-21 as Elmont suffers their third loss of the regular season and falls to 6-3, but they're in the playoffs. North Branch defeats Three Rivers 50-13 as North Branch goes 8-1 on the season. Flint Kersley defeats Armada. Shocking loss there for Armada, 25-22. Yale gets into playoffs with a win over Macomb Lutheran North, 38-28. You heard right, Yale's in the playoffs. Clintondale defeats Richmond, 20-17. Flint Southwestern defeats Emily City, 32-22. That's a recap of our scores. Of course, you can find those scores on our website at CNACBroadcasting.com. Coming up, we'll talk about what happened in the Blue Water Area Conference, a recap of that, and then into the 6 o'clock hour, more BWAC, and also NCTL 8-player football action. It is the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. We'll be right back.
Liberty Lanes, and Sandusky salutes the area athletes for their accomplishments and academic achievements. On your way to or from the game, come on into Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of the many tasty entrees on the menu. Enjoy the Friday fish specials and come back for the Sunday brunch. Liberty Lanes also has banquet facilities available. For information or to place an order to go, call 810-648-9860. That's 810-648-9860. Liberty Lanes, your family dining and bowling center in West Park, Sandusky. Serving you for more than 40 years. You can find Liberty Lanes on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, fear can be debilitating or just simply overwhelming. Obviously, it can have a negative impact on your health as well as your wealth. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is the solution to just such problems. Let's face it, reviewing and obtaining the correct health insurance coverage is more crucial now than ever before.
Open enrollment is upon us. Call today for an appointment, 810-984-1373.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
We all love our little corner of the thumb, a friendly wave from a neighbor, volunteering at local events, hanging around the campfire, the Friday night lights. Nothing beats living in a tightly knit community. Thumb Cellular is proud of what life has to offer in the thumb. Locally owned and operated by your neighbors and friends, Thumb Cellular offers the quickest LTE speeds, better coverage, and affordable plans. Plus, our customer service is always locally based and personable. It's local people at local offices who are interested in giving you the friendliest help possible. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are committed to staying local for our friends and neighbors. Stop into your neighborhood Thumb Cellular office to find the perfect new phone and plan for you. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, experience the Thumb Cellular difference today. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show on the Tuesday edition. He was outside with me on the deck for the Monday edition where we talked about the Gritted Thumb Conference, and he's back for more for the Blue Water Area Conference in NCAA Player Football, Sir Philip Nickel.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hey, I'm back in the studio. It feels weird.
Right out of the factory, raced your way into the studio.
Literally, I walked out the door, and Eddie texted me and said, are you still in town? And I said, on my way. And here we are.
And that's where? Where do you work at?
I work over at Emerson Center Pneumatics here in Sandusky.
Okay, are they hiring?
Yes, always hiring. Okay. Absolutely.
Everybody's hiring.
Yes.
All right, so I talked about the scores. Now we're talking playoffs. We'll recap about Week 9 also, but Division 4, Region 3, District 1, we have decided this is going to be on Channel 2, the game of night. It'll be Freeland, who is 7-2, just coming off a loss to Crosby Lexington. We'll get to that game coming up next year.
Right.
They're going to be at North Branch. Their lone loss is to Armada. They're 8-1, but they are the Blue Water Area Conference champions with Armada. This game will be Friday night. You'll be covering this game.
Yeah, I'll be there with John Crazier. We'll be doing this game on Channel 2 on Thumbtail Gator Sports. Can't wait. I've already seen Freeland once this season. Yeah, when they played against Bay City John Glenn, which is that game I went to see my son playing the marching band. Yes.
Wow, so you actually caught a football game.
Yes.
Nice.
Absolutely. So I haven't seen North Branch this season, but I've seen Freeland. I did see North Branch.
Yes, okay, the Region 3, District 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Orchard Lake St. Mary's, who is 3-5, Sir Philip.
How do you get into the playoffs at 3-5? That's the three teams that they beat must have been really, really good and given them a lot of playoff points.
They had the favor of going to Crosby Lexington, who is 7-2, Friday night for a playoff game there also. So North Branch and Crosby Lexington falls into Division 4. Whether they meet up again or not, we'll find out.
We'll have to see. I do like Crosby Lexington in that one. The Freeland-North Branch game, either team winning wouldn't really shock me.
These are the coverage area teams in our coverage area also. It'll be Division 5, Region 3, District 2. The Yale Bulldogs get the win they need They get in the playoffs at 5-4. They have the task of heading to East China Township Stadium, which I will be at on Saturday afternoon for Marlette. They'll be at Marine City Mariners.
Yeah, Yale really up and coming after having some very down years. This is a big boon for the Yale football program. They're a young team. Going 5-4 and getting into the playoffs and a tall task of playing against Marine City. But just the fact that they made the playoffs is going to be interesting. And I might actually go with you Saturday. I still haven't decided yet.
I already put you on the list. So okay.
Copy that. I'm in.
But we'll just make Mike, if he can go, we'll make him feel.
You promised me some really good Mexican food,
yes,
too.
Well, I want some, too. Anyways, in downtown Port Huron, new restaurant. So that game's going to be Friday night at Marine City. Flint Habity, 8-1 at Armada, 7-2. Armada coming off a loss to Flint Kersley. Boy, the run right now of Flint teams ain't looking so good. They lost 25-22. Not how you want to end, but they still get a home playoff game against Flint Habity, who was 8-1. That'll be on Friday night.
We're going to see what that team's made of. Armada, these Blue Water Area Conference teams are so strong this year. Five of the seven teams in the conference made the playoffs. Flint Habity, obviously, 8-1. Didn't play nearly the competition that Armada did. But the problem with the Blue Water Area Conference is a lot of cannibalization of each other. So it'll be interesting. They might I like Armada in this one against Flint Habity.
Division 6, Region 3, District 2, Ovid LC 7-2 at Elmont, who ended the season with a loss against Goodrich. Always good competition there they took on, but they lose. But they're 6-3 overall. They get in the playoffs. They'll host this playoff game at 6-3 because they face some good competition themselves in a BWAC.
And purely that's just it. You hit my next point right on the head. If you look at it, the BWAC spans from Division 4 all the way to Division 6.
Yeah.
Elmont being in Division 6. So anytime they take off anybody, they're the smallest school in the conference, mm-hmm. or one of them. So anytime they beat any and win these conference games, they get a lot of playoff points.
And the key playoff points also was their win over Croswell Lexington.
Yes.
Handing Croswell Lexington their first loss of the season. Crosby's Lexington's second loss was against North Branch. So, Elmont, good luck to them on Friday night in that playoff game also. Division 7, Region 2, District 2, Cassidy, despite your loss to Beale City, gets into the playoffs at 5-4. It helped that they beat Marlette also. They won the games they were supposed to win. But they're at Montrose, who's 6-3. Pretty tough Montrose team on Friday night.
Very tough Montrose team. A tall order for Cassidy. Cassidy's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde this season, I feel like. They hung with Beale City. I saw them against Marlette, and they pretty much totally dominated every facet of that game. But there's been some other games when they've been kind of asleep at the wheel, I feel like, this Cassidy team. So we'll see which team shows up, because it's going to take the best possible Cassidy team to beat this Montrose team this Friday night.
Okay, and Division 7 also will be Bad Axe against Lakers, a rematch, Greater Thumb West rematch from back in the day. That's going to be a tough game. Also, for Bad Axe, once again, it's hard to beat it, but however, it's hard to beat a team twice.
It really is. It's very difficult to beat a team twice in the same season. You know Bad Axe has got a bad taste in their mouth from losing to Laker earlier this season, but this Laker team, you know, this is an early test for them against Bad Axe, but I think they're going to come through with shining colors. I like this Laker team to make a pretty good run in the playoffs this year.
Division 8, Region 2, District 2, Saginaw Nouvelle at Ubley. This will be on Thumbtail Gator Channel 1. Nouvelle at Ubley. Ubley still undefeated. They are the Greater Thumb East champions also. And Ubley just continuing what they do in the playoffs. Once again, they're in. You know,
yeah,
they're in.
Averaging over 49 points a game on offense, only giving up 5.5 on defense. This Ubley team is for real. It's so funny because for a lot of years, wasn't it Saginaw Nouvelle was their kryptonite in the playoffs? And now I think the script is definitely flipped as Ubley's taken out Saginaw Nouvelle a couple times and definitely going to take them out this season too.
And Harbor Beach, 8-1. They're on the road, however. They're at Saginaw MLS. Harbor Beach's lone loss was to Ubley. So Harbor Beach is on the road at Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. He's 8-1 also. That's a Friday night game also.
So Harbor Beach, excellent team. They now have a freshman quarterback starting, but I guess he's an athlete deluxe. So we'll see what they can do. Saginaw MLS, no slouch themselves, but Harbor Beach is a tough, tough team. Like you said, that one loss came to Ubley, who's one of the top five teams in the state. So.
And they were shut out, too,
right,
in that game. So Division 8, Region 4, District 1, another Division 8 team. Marlette Red Raiders get the win over Waterford, our lead of the Lakes. Had a losing record, but they had to win that game to get in the playoffs. They do. It'll be on the road, and we'll cover this game on WBGV 92.5. It's Marlette at Marine City, Cardinal Mooney. That will be a 12:30 noon start on Saturday afternoon at East China Township Stadium.
You know, I do give Marlette a chance in this one. I think they're a tough team. I saw them against Cass City, which they did not come out on top of, but they're a very experienced team. they have some good core leadership at their skill positions. This will be a good game. This will be a really good game on Saturday afternoon.
And in high school eight-player football in our coverage area, Division I Region 4 semifinals, Dakerville 6-3 overall at Kingston, who was 9-0. Kingston defeated Dakerville for the first time in who knows how long, since 1986, and got the NCTL Stripes Division Championship. That will be a Friday night game. That's at Kingston, a rematch where Kingston handled Dakerville quite well.
You know that we talked about this over and over and over again, but Dakerville is a very young team. I think they're going to, Kingston's going to find they're not nearly the same team that they beat in Dakerville earlier this season. This is going to be a tough game. Dakerville's matured a lot. Kingston, their quarterback's now playing running back because he has a hand injury, so
that'll
come into play. It's at Kingston, as you said earlier in the broadcast. It's hard to beat a team twice in the same season. This will be a game I wish I could go to, but yeah.
But 92.1 WIDL is covering that game. Scott Bosley from the Tuscola County Advertiser.
So check that out. So get two radios and get two different internet broadcasts and listen to all four of them.
Yes. That is possible because we do that for fantasy football.
So. Yes.
And Auburn Hills Oakland Christian is at Brown City in Division I Region 4 semifinals. Brown City Green Devils, one loss. Very tough competition who they lost to. Not even an NCTL team. They are 8-1. They'll take on another Auburn Hills Oakland Christian team who has one loss, and that was to Kingston. Salivating matchup here. We'll see what Brown City can do to one of the top teams in the NCTL.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I saw Auburn Hills Oakland Christian play against Dakerville, and that was a shootout, high-scoring game. It pretty much came down to Dakerville ran out of chances at the end. Oakland Christian had a stop, got the ball back with less than a minute left to go in the game, and pulled out the win. Lone loss was to Kingston. Brown City's first year in eight-player football. You know, it's interesting because before the season started, when they switched to eight-player football, I remember people on social medias just dogging the decision and woe is me, and I said, this is a good product. Your kids are going to enjoy it. I bet you none of those people have those same feelings now that Brown City's 8-1 and good in the playoffs.
It's looking good for Brown City. We'll see if they can take on this very tough Auburn Hills Oakland Christian team also. So that is in Division I, eight-player football. And then Division II, Region III semifinals, North Huron at All Gray Sims. North Huron winning three straight games again to the playoffs. They're 6-3, taking on an All Gray Sims team who was good last year. They are 8-1, and that'll be a Friday night game on the road for North Huron Warriors to take that long trip.
That's a tough battle for North Huron, and they basically can't play from behind because, as Jonathan talked about last night on Sportsline, they're a ground-and-pound offense, very much ball control. They you know, three yards in a cloud of dust. If they can get a lead in this game, they might have a chance, but it's tough going up there to All Gray Sims. They play tough on that field for years and have.
I think we've been there about three times.
I think so, too,
so far. So. Morris is at the Peck Pirates. Peck Pirates coming off a tough four overtime loss to Dakerville that we had covered on WBGV 92.5 to end week 9 regular season of broadcasting games. Peck is 7-2. They lost to Brown City, and they lost to a very tough Dakerville team. Now they take on and host Morris, who is 7-2 overall. Peck is 7-2 overall, but they are the NCTL Stars Division champions. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
And it'll be a Friday night game.
And what an athlete Caleb Lettner is. We saw him. And he has so much heart, too. It was ridiculous. He never gave up in that four-overtime game, and even though he had 40-some carries. This is going to be another great game. If you're in the area and you're looking to go to a game, this would be one I would want to go to see.
All right, that is our coverage area teams in action of the playoffs, and your game of the night will be Freeland at North Branch on Thumb Chug Hitter Channel 2. On Channel 1, there will be a Saginaw Revelle at Ubley on Thumb Chug Hitter Sports. Myself on Sand Lake Broadcasting 92.5. High school eight-player football, very interesting game here. Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian at Brown City, 6:30 p.m. for the pregame. Saturday afternoon, 12:30 noon, it's Marlette at Marine City, Cardinal Mooney. A lot of good games in the first round here,
man. Just a ton of great games in the first round. Playoff time is here. It's exciting. I don't know where the regular season went. This seems like the shortest amount of time a regular season has ever lasted to me. 9 weeks flew by in such a hurry. It's ridiculous. Congratulations to all the local teams that have made the playoffs, though. This is the culmination of all your hard work for the season. So many great games this weekend. I cannot wait. We're covering some great ones. It'll be fun.
This segment just flew by.
It did.
Just like that, like the season.
It really did, just like the season.
That is Sir Philip Nicol. He has been knighted by Elton John himself. We'll be right back here on WMIC Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
Tired? Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
In these uncertain times, fear can be debilitating or just simply overwhelming. Obviously, it can have a negative impact on your health as well as your wealth. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is the solution to just such problems. Let's face it, reviewing and obtaining the correct health insurance coverage is more crucial now than ever before.
Open enrollment is upon us. Call today for an appointment, 810-984-1373.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Looking back, it's been a real nice summer, but each day is closer to fall and cooler weather. When it's time for your furnace to go on, will you be ready? You will be if you depend on Kohler's Propane. For 73 years, we've been keeping homes and businesses in the Thumb and Blue Water area warm and cozy. Our goal is to provide you with quality products and superior service. We guarantee your price for one full year, offer free tank installation, free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to our customers and communities we serve to continue to provide the level of service we would expect ourselves. For information, call us toll free, 800-572-2191. Or visit our website, getkohlers.com. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
When the weather forecast calls for 6 inches of snow with howling winds and lots of drifting, don't worry, be happy, be ready with your new Toro snowblower. Now at special savings at Tri-County Equipment. Tri-County Equipment has the sizes you need in stock and ready for the snow. There's the PowerClear S18ZR 18-inch snowblower with 4-cycle engine. It throws snow up to 25 feet and a sale tag at $569.99. Clear up to 35 feet of the white stuff with a Toro PowerClear 721R snow thrower featuring recoil start and ready to go at $759.99. Tri-County Equipment also has the 60V Max model with electric battery and power edge auger. It throws snow up to 40 feet. Price now only at $849.99. Stop in today at Tri-County Equipment. See these models and many more. And you can depend on Tri-County's factory-trained technicians to back every sale. It's the Toro Hello to Winter Sale. Now at these Tri-County Equipment locations in Sandusky. Bad Axe, Carroll, Marlatz, Birch Run, Burton, and Lapeer. Tri-County. Welcome back to the Sports Line Radio High School Football Sports Show. I'm Eddie Fury. That is Sir Philip Nicol. And talk about the Yale Bulldogs. They get the big win over Macomb Lutheran North. It was 7-7 after the first quarter. Each team scored 14 points, but then the advantage went to the Yale Bulldogs with 3 points. A field goal. You know how I love special teams.
Oh, the field goals. And Yale always does have a field goal kicker for the most part.
I love special teams, but I don't like cold pasta. Well, on this World Pasta Day, by the way.
Right. Cold pasta is one of the things that Eddie abhors, so don't ever try to serve him cold pasta. I got a text last night that Mrs. Free served him cold pasta, and I almost fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard.
And that was what they needed. They needed the carbohydrates to kick that field goal. They got the 3 points, and then they scored 14 in the fourth quarter, only 7 points in the second half for the Lutheran North. The Yale Bulldogs, 353 total yards, 143 passing yards, 210 rushing yards. And that's a well-balanced offense there.
That's a very good very good balance as far as offense goes, and they needed this win, obviously, to make it to the playoffs because Yale is playoff bound. So good job by them. Wait for special teams to come through, and what a great fourth quarter they put together.
Connor Jakubiak, he was 8 of 11 as quarterback for passing, 95 yards, threw two touchdown passes, no interceptions also.
That's huge.
Also, another quarterback came in. I'm going to say this is Jake Craig. His full name is Joshua Craig. There we
Joshua.
Go.
Joshua.
He was 2 for 2, 48 yards, and had a touchdown in the game for the Yale Bulldogs. Also, two interceptions by Macomb Lutheran North did them in, despite the 321 yards of offense of passing. They only have 45 rushing yards also. I really like how Garrett Grundman has finally really starting to turn things around. This is just the beginning.
Right.
And you get a playoff spot. You got a tough draw here, but hey, you're in the playoffs
it's
for the first time in quite some time.
This is what they call a building block for a second-year coach this season, for sure. Garrett Grundman, we saw him before, he coached at Croswell Lexington. He had some success there. We know he's a good coach. Great for them to make the playoffs. That's, like I said, a program builder. Just to make the playoffs, they face a Marine City team that's going to be a tall task because they have a common opponent. Marine City played Armada earlier this season, and that was a very close game. When Yale played against Armada, it was not a close game. So
yeah, and that was a comeback for Armada against Marine City way back then. So this is another meeting here for the Marine City Mariners
to play
in the playoffs against a BWAC team.
And you know they're going to be chomping at the bit to get this win. And it's going to be a tall task for Yale to win this game. But kudos on making the playoffs, as we said. After a lot of down years and a very, young coach, young in his career there, two second season, it's great to make the playoffs. And like I said, build some excitement for the program.
This Marine City team, well-balanced offense. They got 2,311 yards.
Wow.
They also can pass 1,174 yards also.
2,311 yards rushing, you said?
Yes.
That's less than Caleb Luntner has this season.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Jeffrey Hayslip is the quarterback for Marine City.
Right.
Early on, 53 of 91, 817 yards passing. A freshman, his name is Lincoln Osterlin.
That's a good name.
For Marine City, if I'm saying it right. He is 30 of 41, 357 yards. Throwing for 9 touchdown passes was Hayslip also. Rushing-wise, that's been Marine City's bread and butter for most of the game, and they really spread it out really good. There is a number 4, a senior. His name is Anthony Rufino. I think I remember calling his name in the past. He has approximately, right now, rushing-wise, 495 yards rushing. Your leading rusher is a senior from Marine City. His name is Zachary Tetler for Marine City. And I tell you what, you got your two top running backs right there. But there's others out there who can also run on offense, rushing-wise. That's not just the only guys right there. We have another guy.
Another guy.
He's a sophomore.
You got a guy right here.
You got a guy here. Paul Muscat.
Muscat.
Yes.
Huh.
He also runs the ball quite well. One of the top leading rushers. There's no 1,000-yard rusher on this Marine City team, so it's going to be very hard for the Yale Bulldogs to focus.
You can't key on any one running back there as they spread the wealth. Marine City, of course, their two losses were to Armada, who is in the Blue Water Area Conference, and Durand, who is 9-0 and really, really good.
Muscat, the sophomore, has 516 yards rushing also. Rufino, 7 touchdowns, 11 touchdowns for Tetler. Muscat, 6 touchdowns. And there's another player who has 7 rushing touchdowns. He is a junior from Marine City. His name is Cameron Maluski. So, you know, I really like cheering on Marine City when that's all who's left in our playoffs. I do still enjoy going to Ford Field and seeing some of these Blue Water Thumb area teams.
Oh, definitely. So, and, you know, Marine City's been one of those teams we've always followed here near and dear to our heart locally because one of our local coaches went down there after he'd coached up here for a while and went down there and coached Marine City for a lot of years, so.
It's going to be a tough task here for the Yale Bulldogs. But can another BWAC team pull off an upset against this very good? You could say in the past, a team like Marine City always in the mix here when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're a blue blood for sure. They can pull off the upset. Yeah. Am I confident they will?
I put Marine City like if there was an SEC, they're in that category.
They definitely are. That's a good way to put it. That's a great way to put it. Always in the thick of things, always right there, just a quality program. Marine City, tall task for Yale, but good job by Yale to make the playoffs this year after an absence in a couple seasons that weren't so great.
All right. That's our talk right now in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll come back in the 6 o'clock hour for sure to talk more BWAC and high school A-player football here on the Sportsline High School Football Radio Show. That's Phil Nickel. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, fear can be debilitating or just simply overwhelming. Obviously, it can have a negative impact on your health as well as your wealth. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is the solution to just such problems. Let's face it, reviewing and obtaining the correct health insurance coverage is more crucial now than ever before.
Open enrollment is upon us. Call today for an appointment, 810-984-1373.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower. Built for taking it easy. That's right. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. Or a staycation with your garden gnome easy. Because we're all about keeping it simple. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing. They're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
See your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Bad Axe, Carroll, Marlette, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Saginaw, Birch Run, Reese, and Rochester Hills. Welcome back to Sportsline Radio, High School Football Sports Show. We are in the 6 o'clock hour talking about the Blue Water Area Conference. And, man, there were a lot of good BWAC games in Week 9. One of them was Armada taking on Flint Kersley, and unfortunately it was a loss for Armada, 25-22. Now, it's probably going to cost them a second-round home playoff game, but Armada gets this first-round home playoff game, and they will take on, we talked about already in our recap, Flint Hamady. I'll play. But against Flint Kersley Hornets, the Tigers got stung. They lose 25-22. They had 42 passing yards. The ground game, 284 yards. They had three turnovers, and that's what you can't do.
That's the key to the game right there is the three turnovers. In a three-score game, I'm going to say the three turnovers are going to make all of the difference.
The difference was that, and it was 14-12. Armada hanging on to a slim lead there. And in the second quarter, Flint Kersley gets 6 points, and they took the lead 18-14. No points scored in the third quarter for Armada. 0 points for Flint. 8 points for Armada trying to come back, and they lose 25-22. Flint Kersley had 291 yards passing, 43 yards rushing. Obviously, the turnovers. They had two turnovers themselves, but three turnovers really costly for Armada. And those were interceptions and a fumble lost also.
And as you said, that makes it so Armada's season ends up 7-2, and they do have a home game for the first round against Flint Hamady, but likely not a home game for the second round because of this loss. They kind of needed this one if they wanted to control their own destiny as far as playing at home. But they fought tough and just came up short against the Kersley team that, you know, no slouch themselves either this season. I know that their record is 3-6, but I think they're a little bit better of a team than that.
What can you tell me about this Flint Hamady team? I mean, they look good, pretty good on paper there. what, one or two losses on their season so far?
So they're 8-1, only one loss, and that one loss was to Charlotte, so 44-34. Some of their other wins were against Eastern, Powers Catholic, Burton Bentley, Flint Beecher, Burton Bendel, Flint themselves, and Bridgeport. They won in Week 9 against Bridgeport 26-14. So they put up some big points, too. They've got a couple games where they've scored 60 points, and on the season, 437. So this is an explosive offense for Flint Hamady coming in here. It's going to be a tall task for the Armada defense, but they are at home. We'll see what they can do with that.
Yeah, Armada's losses was to Crosby Lexington back in Week 2, and their second loss right there to Flint Kersley. And they're the ones who beat North Branch in their home field to get a share at that Blue Water Area Conference title. Of course, they would love to have a district title now to coincide with that.
Oh, definitely. Armada's right there every season lately. They made the playoffs the last 3 years. Before that, they had kind of a drought, but the program's really looking up, and we'll see what they can do against the Flint Hamady team that has a high-scoring offense coming into their house.
The Elmont Raiders lose to the Goodrich team 41-21. It was 7-7 after the first quarter, and then Elmont took the lead, actually, 21-20 at the half. But then no points scored in the third quarter. Elmont gave up 21 points to Goodrich. Nobody scored in the fourth quarter. 41-21 was the difference in that game. Elmont Raiders, 18 yards passing, just 251 yards total, 233 yards rushing in this game. And they did throw an interception. Two interceptions by Goodrich and one fumble loss also. So Elmont kind of had it right there. Probably that's how they scored their points.
Right. I'm going to say they scored off those turnovers right there. But getting doubled up by Goodrich, 42-21 for their third loss of the season. Elmont finishes 6-3. Kind of a little bit of a disappointment, I feel like, at this, because they had high hopes coming into the season. Still making the playoffs. Taking on an Ovid LC team next week that's also 7-2. Let me see if they have any common opponents. Not really. Both teams pretty close as far as stats-wise for points for and points against on the season. Should be a pretty good game. Elmont, like I said, they lost to North Branch as well as to Armada. That Armada game was a battle. 14-10 was the final. Armada coming out on top. We'll see what they can do against Ovid LC.
Yeah, Bryce Furman, it's good to see him healthy. He ran 103 yards, 14 attempts for Elmont in that loss to Goodrich. Had a touchdown. Chase Patani, 16 carries, 100 yards, and two touchdowns in that game. Trenton Cruz had an interception, just 18 yards passing.
It feels like he's like a fourth-year senior.
Yeah,
there's other Cruises, though, I think.
Yeah, they need multiple. To bounce back from here.
Right.
6-3, but again, we point out, you got Crosby in the playoffs, North Branch in the playoffs, Armada in the playoffs, Elmont in the playoffs.
Yale in the playoffs, Bulldogs. That they beat.
Five teams in the BWAC.
Just tough. They beat up each other. These are battle-tested, hardened teams just from going through the Blue Water Area Conference schedule.
Division 4, Division 5, and Division 6 here for the Elmont Raiders. Good luck to the Elmont Raiders and all the Blue Water Area Conference teams also. We got North Branch and Crosby to talk about when we come back here on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. That's Sir Philip Nicko. I'm Eddie Fury here on WMIC, AM 660, 95.3 FM. Hey, we got bowling night tonight.
It is. I'm excited about it. We're in first place right now. Let's do it.
All right. It's going to be tough because we're like in a BWAC of the senior league right now. For bowling.
We're the young guys in the old league, so yeah, we've got a target on our back.
We're going to come to you, Melody Lanes, there in Dackerville. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Looking back, it's been a real nice summer, but each day is closer to fall and cooler weather. When it's time for your furnace to go on, will you be ready? You will be if you depend on Kohler's Propane. For 73 years, we've been keeping homes and businesses in the Thumb and Blue Water area warm and cozy. Our goal is to provide you with quality products and superior service. We guarantee your price for one full year, offer free tank installation, free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to our customers and communities we serve to continue to provide the level of service we would expect ourselves. For information, call us toll free, 800-572-2191. Or visit our website, getkohlers.com. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
It's Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. And now we still continue to talk about the Blue Water Area Conference. North Branch gets a big win over Three Rivers. I was a little scared about this game for North Branch, but they win 50-13. Huge win. They were leading 21-0 at the half. But then Three Rivers started to flood in a little bit. They had 13 points in the third quarter, but then North Branch defense showed up as North Branch scored 15 points and then 14 points in the fourth quarter, did not allow Three Rivers to score in the fourth quarter. North Branch wins 50-13. North Branch 425 yards rushing, 43 yards passing, bread and butter, 27 first downs, and I would say the time of possession once again in favor of North Branch Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos just did what they always do. They're very much a ball control team. I saw them earlier this season against Armada and against Elmont, and that's what they do. And they just dominated this Three Rivers team, who is also a playoff team. Three Rivers did go 5-4, but they are a playoff team this season. So great game, great victory for North Branch. Their only loss of the season, as we talked about, was against Armada, and 8-1. They put up 450 points, though, this season. 450 points is a lot of work in a season for an 11-player team. So
in that win, Ryan Henney, who's been the beast here for the North Branch Broncos, had 17 carries, 137 yards. Rushing-wise, had 2 touchdowns, but they spread the ball out good. Reception, Lucas Chapman, that 43 yards passing, thrown by Will Damasco for a touchdown pass to Lucas Chapman for 24 yards into the end zone also. A really good, solid win here for the North Branch Broncos against Three Rivers. Lucas Chapman had 114 yards rushing also, 3 touchdowns in this game.
Wow.
103 yards for Aiden Swash, 18 carries, and a touchdown this game. Three had a beast back there, and then you still have Will Domasca. He had 57 yards also.
He's no slouch himself. They have just a plethora of weapons when it comes to the skill positions this North Branch Broncos team does. And that's why they win. That's why they win. The line play is definitely always solid, but those skill backs are just all of them. I mean, you don't know who to stop. It's kind of like a setup like Ubley does, pretty much, you know, where they could really hand it off to anyone.
With that game against Three Rivers for Ryan Henney, that put him over 1,000 yards for the season. He has 1,006 yards and 13 touchdowns.
Nice.
On the season.
That's a solid season of work right there.
He's a little guy, but he's so strong. His legs are so strong, so tough. Can they stand up against this first-round Freeland team, however?
I think so. Freeland comes in at 7-2. I did get the pleasure of seeing them play against Bay City John Glenn earlier in the season, and that was a 52-0 victory for Freeland. So their only losses for Freeland are to Frankenmuth, which losing to Frankenmuth is, there's nothing to be ashamed of there, 21-0. They also lost to Croswell Lexington, though, however, 41-31 in Week 9. So that's kind of, if you want to do a like-opponent game right there, maybe that'll tell you a little something as far as what they're coming in here. I expect this to be a great game. If North Branch shows up, like I know they will, and they play like I know they can, North Branch should win this game at home.
Yeah, and Croswell Lexington put up 545 total yards against this Freeland team. They were leading 21-7 at the end of the first quarter. Then Freeland got 14 points in the second quarter to make it 28-21, but Croswell leading. Croswell puts on and tacks on 13 more points in the third quarter to Freeland 7. 6 points for Freeland in the fourth. No points in the fourth quarter for Croswell. But by then, you know, they were kind of controlling the game. 376 yards passing, 169 yards rushing for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers.
Wow, totally just throwing the ball all over the place. That's a big game at any level. 379 yards of passing offense, 41-31, just a barn burner there. And we were a little surprised by this because Freeland, as we know, is a really good team. But Croswell Lexington taking care of business, getting the W, getting to the playoffs, getting a home playoff game, and finishing their season 7-2.
A little bit of a record here also I saw from Mike LeGros. For Croswell, Some offensive stats. Mm-hmm. Gavin Espinosa, 20 of 33 for 372 yards and 5 touchdowns. They said that was a record, I believe. Also, Bailey Groppi, he seems to be in full strength. He ran good against that loss against North Branch. He had 27 carries, 174 yards, and a touchdown, and 3 catches for 44 yards. Trevor Soule, 5 catches, 177 yards, 3 touchdowns. Drew Hosterman back healthy. He had 3 catches for 81 yards and 1 touchdown. Nolan Moore, 3 catches for 24 yards and a touchdown also. What?
So I think they battled some injuries, too. I think Groppi had an injury earlier this season. He missed a couple games, if I'm not mistaken, or was limited. Once again, we talked about how North Branch has a plethora of skill position talent. Croswell-Lexington definitely does, too. Both Croswell-Lexington and North Branch are very, very well coached. And that really shines through when you watch. And congratulations to Croswell-Lexington on another fine season, 7-2, looking to make some noise against the St. Mary's team in the playoffs in this first round.
Their losses to playoff teams, Almont and to North Branch. By the way, quarterback Gavin Espinosa for Croswell-Lexington Pioneers, school record of 5 touchdown passes in the Pioneers win. He is a junior, and he'll be back.
He's a junior?
Yeah.
There we go.
20 of 33 passing, as I said, so yeah, that was a record. Congratulations to the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. Now, Orchard Lake St. Mary, that's a big question. That's 3-win team.
A 3-win team making the playoffs.
Who comes walking in and strolling in here from the San Lake County News,
just
working hard, catching flack about his big article probably by tomorrow? You're going to want to pick that up in the San Lake County News.
Yes, buy the paper, buy 3 of them, because it's going to be an article you're going to want to read more than once, I have a feeling.
And look at him wearing his CL Croswell-Lexington hat.
We were just talking about Croswell-Lexington.
Yeah, that's how I knew to come in, yeah.
When did you become a cheerleader all of a sudden instead of a sports writer like someone I know out there in North Branch sideline?
Nobody's safe right now, huh?
No, not for me.
It's been a rough go the last 2 days here on Sportsline, that's for sure.
Well, it sounded like you guys had a lot of fun yesterday sitting on Eddie's back porch.
We did, watching the wildlife and the leaves fall and the bees fly by and in my ear and in my beard, and it was fun.
All right, so give me your take on Croswell-Lexington against this Orchard Lake St. Mary's team, because it's a mystery to me.
I love the draw, because I mean you looked at the projections, and what it was kind of looking like was going to happen was Croslex was either going to get Goodrich, Freeland, or North Branch, and they would have ended up in that district, and more than likely they would have ended up on the road. So obviously that 3-5 record is a little bit misleading. Orchard Lake has played some of the best teams in the state, but I love Croslex's chances. I love the fact that they get to play at home. We kind of saw the same thing last year when Pontiac Notre Dame had to come to Croslex. And, I give Croslex the advantage. Now, you're going to have to play like you did against Freeland if you'd like to beat Orchard Lake St. Mary's, because they got a lot of talented players. And, I was talking to one of the coaches last night, and they said, our dudes have to be better than their dudes. And that's what it's going to come down to. You need Gavin Espinosa to play like he played against Freeland. You need Belly to continue to run the way he's been running when he's been healthy this season. Trevor Soule, he's been great. Another 3 touchdowns against Freeland. So I like the draw. And if you look at the rest of the district, this might be the tougher of the games. If you get past Orchard Lake St. Mary's, things really open up for Croslex.
What do you see for Orchard Lake St. Mary on their record? Have you looked at it?
The 3-6, yeah, I was just looking at it. As a matter of fact, just give me a second. My aging iPhone here, I need to get a new one, and my aging eyes, too.
Their wins is over Hudson, but their loss is the River Rouge.
Right.
Perennial power now. So
Hudsonville, a win. They did beat Brother Rice, it looks like, earlier this season, 15-7. Their other win was to Oak Park. Losses were to Adams, Naperville, Illinois, River Rouge, De La Salle, and also to Detroit Catholic Central. So, as you said, all their losses were to powerhouses, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good luck to the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. That's Mike Gallagher when we talk back. When we come back, we got high school 8-player football. We saw a thriller on Friday night, and we'll talk about that. So I'm sorry about your Peck Pirates, by the way. So yeah.
Hey, man, Deckerville's in the playoffs. And, I was in a weird spot because it's weird when we have two county teams going up against each other with so much on the line, but at the end of the day, Peck gets the home game, Deckerville gets in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's probably the perfect scenario for all of us.
All right, we'll be right back here on Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. 8-player football when we come back with Phil Nickel, Mike Gallagher, I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment, rental, sales, and service in Fort Gratiot today.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information. From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Finally, we're starting to see new vehicles hit the lot on a regular basis.
Yep, perfect time for truck season.
You mean truck month?
Nope, truck season.
Truck month.
Truck season.
Truck month.
Take a look at the program.
Okay, truck season it is.
And guess what, Sam?
We got trucks.
Yes, sir, we've got trucks. We have three Chevy Silverados with the Trail Boss package and your choice of the 2.7-liter turbo, a 5.3-liter, or the very popular 3-liter Duramax diesel. We've also got a well-equipped LT, all here and ready for delivery.
And with up to $2,750 in incentive cash, plus an additional $1,000 in accessory cash, it's a great time to get your new truck.
And we have more than just trucks.
We also have a Z71 Suburban, LS Tahoe, and Buick SUVs.
And if you're looking for a Chevy Equinox, we'll have that too.
Truck season is here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky. Stop in before they're all gone.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. We're going to pick a few games here to focus on the recap of Week 9 and kind of talk about what they're going to do in the playoffs. North Heron Warriors get the win over Burton Atherton. A lot of controversy going on over there this past week, but we'll leave that alone. 249 yards passing for Burton Atherton. And their loss to North Huron, 44-28. Must-win situation for North Huron. It was tied 6-6, but then North Huron Warriors opened it up there in the second quarter with 18 points. To Atherton's 8 points, 14 points later in the third quarter from North Huron, 6 points to Atherton at that point, and then each person scored in that game, each team that is, 6 points for North Huron, 8 points for Atherton, but North Huron comes out on top, 44-28. They fought like Warriors here, Mike. They get into the playoffs. They had to win the last three games basically to get in.
Yeah, and this is an Atherton team that had Deckerville on the ropes, 2 weeks ago, so this is a great win for North Huron. And, it really does, it makes that district a lot nicer with Peck and North Huron, Augrey, and Morris all together. It kind of pushes 9-0 Marion out of the picture, so that's nice. Just a great job by North Huron. They lost so much last season, including Will Case, who was our all-thumb player of the year at quarterback, but a lot of defensive players. And, I don't want to say they struggled at the beginning of the season, but... they were a little bit down from where they were last year, but they kept plugging away. They did extremely well in stripes play, they took care of business in the crossovers when they needed to. So I would not be surprised in the slightest if North Huron beat Augrey Sims in the opening round of playoffs, because North Huron has that playoff pedigree. They've been doing it for a long time now. They're always a more physical team. And it seems like they've really hit their stride right now.
You've seen this team. You saw them against New Haven Merritt.
I did. They're very ground and pound. They dominate the line of scrimmage. As long as they can get a lead, I think they can win this game. Augrey Sims, let's not forget, knocked off North Huron last year in the playoffs, too. So they're going to be looking for a little note of revenge right there. But this North Huron team, very talented. They have a lot of size for an 8-player team on their defensive and offensive lines. They control the line of scrimmage. They break off short yardages. They can break off big plays if they have to. It's going to be very important for them to get the lead early, though, mm-hmm. I feel like.
I know the Augury Sims like to sling it, though, out there.
They
so,
do.
Yeah. Hey, big shout-out to Jordan Coleman, 199 yards, three touchdowns in the Warriors' victory over Burton Atherton also. Another big game for him. Chad Knobloch, still the head coach over there. Just got to be happy about that. Mason Hatch also, he had 193 yards and two touchdowns in the Warriors' victory over Burton Atherton. So they got Augury Sims. It's going to be a tough task. Augury Sims, a good team once again. They bring back a lot of talent from last year. They lost some, but they also had a really good deep lineup also for that team. So it seems like eight-player football, we're always meeting up. Whether North Huron, Deckerville,
same ones.
Against Augury Sims.
Yeah. Year in and year out, against Augury Sims. Augury Sims has made the playoffs every year. They've been an eight-player. They transitioned over back in 2017. Before that, they had made the playoffs a couple straight years, an 11-player, too. So one of those teams that just always seems to be right there. And just making some noise in eight-player, we'll see what North Huron can do against them. It's tough to go up there and play. Mm-hmm. It's a long drive, but it's scenic, I guess. It's scenic, especially this time of year.
It'll be nice up there, yeah.
All right, that is the North Huron Warriors, and let's talk about the Pack Pirates. So coming off a loss to the Deckerville Eagles in overtime, 62-60. We got to see the Caleb Lettner show, but we also got to see the Dylan Ball show and the Hunter Garza show also. The offensive line for both teams really worked their tails off, trying to make those holes for these players. The players, there is a lot of talent involved, but if you don't have that line to get that first hole, because I saw a lot of good like the play developed. Phil, you were pointing it out. I goes, why is he waiting? He goes, he's waiting for that hole to open up just slightly, and then he'll take off with his speed. Cable Lettner did the same thing, and as well as Dylan Ball did the same thing on the lines. Kind of similar styles on their offensive line here. By the time, I just had this feeling when Deckerville had that strong lead, they could have scored again at the end of the half. I didn't like that call. I said, you can't do this against a Pack team that I feel is going to come right back on fire. Now they figured out what this Deckerville team is going to be like. Rob McDaniel, a good coach, he makes those adjustments, and they did it in the second half.
Yeah, well, and after the first quarter, it was 6-0, and, you know, Deckerville was chewing up clock. They were playing good defense, and it looked like it was going to be one of those games where, hey, Deckerville's going to burn out the clock. They're going to win time of possession. They're not going to make any mistakes, and it's going to be a quick game. And it gets up to 20-0, and, you know, it seemed like it was going to be over. Now, if they did punch one in before the half, make it 28-8, you know.
28-8 at half,
Yeah, that would have been, you know, that would
have. Or 28-8, yeah.
Right.
If Deckerville would have.
Sorry, that might have put things away, but, you know, I talked to Coach Brown over the weekend, and both him and Coach McDaniel, he said these guys, they just don't quit. And for Deckerville, yeah, they start the playoffs this week, but if you look at their schedule, they've been in the playoffs the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
because after they lost to Kingston, they needed to win three straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Mayville win, that was great. That was a 5-1 Mayville team. And then you look at the Atherton game when they're down two scores with 5 minutes to play, and then you get Peck, and you got to go four overtimes with them, and you finish it off. And, I mean, that's just fantastic work by Deckerville, and that's really going to help them as they go into the postseason.
Go ahead.
You know, so much heart in this game from both teams.
Yeah.
This is one of the most amazing eight-player contests I think I've ever witnessed in my life. And two just battle-tested Warriors going back and forth, trading punches. It came down to a two-point conversion by a heads-up play by a young Hunter Garza, just a sophomore quarterback. Recognizing everyone was covered, he pulled it down, got that two-point conversion for the victory. Caleb Lettner, I tell you what, if he gets an open space, he is almost impossible to bring down.
Yeah, and with Lettner, it was so for Lettner and for Peck, you lose to Brown City week one, mm-hmm. and then from there on, you take care of everybody in the stripes. But you still don't know exactly where this team is at. And you go into Deckerville, you know, one of the top teams in Division One, and you take them to four overtimes. And despite the fact that Peck lost, I think that this says a lot about this team. Obviously, they dominated the NCTL stripes, but they've also proven that now they can hang with some of the bigger schools. And, you know, same thing for Lettner. He had 200 yards, two touchdowns against Brown City, and then, of course, he puts up the wacky numbers all season in the stripes. And then he does the same thing against Deckerville, 33 carries, 300 yards, and six touchdowns. So, I mean, if you didn't think he was legit, now I think you gotta buy in. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, Dylan Ball was rolling. 61 carries rushing for Deckerville, 324 yards, 309 of it went to Dylan Ball
wow.
in this game also. He had how many touchdowns did he had? I do believe, help me out,
six
touchdowns in this game also. So they kind of evened it up there. Hunter Garza, though, made that gutsy play. Was it a broken play here? I think it was. It was intended for a two-point pass, and then he just went into the end zone for the touchdown, the two-point conversion to get the win.
Yeah, maybe not necessarily a broken play, but if you're Deckerville – at that point, you're trusting Hunter Garza.
Oh, yeah.
And it's incredible because when we saw this kid at the beginning of the season against K-Pac, as opposed to where he is right now, he's gotten so much better. He was 11 for 12 passing against Peck. And, you know, three touchdowns. And but Dylan Ball, six touchdowns against Peck. He's had six touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. Each week he's had
six.
Mm-hmm. And he's gone over 300 yards each week. And last week, 56 carries. This week, 51 carries.
Isn't that
insane? They're just letting this kid. I mean, they need him, you know.
Yeah.
And you know he's risen to the challenge. And those two are going to make Deckerville a tough out going forward. But it also starts with the offensive line.
Yep.
We saw a lot of nice things out of them against Peck as well.
So he just kind of maybe snuck into the player of the year discussion here for eight player football.
Dylan Ball
with,
and Caleb
Olin Corliss and Dylan Ball now walking
Dylan
in.
Dylan Ball, despite not starting for the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Because they had Peter Lapp.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So Dylan Ball, he wasn't even a starter for the first part of the season. He's almost up to 2,000 yards. He has 1,600 yards and I want to say at least 25 touchdowns. I mean, he has what?
Yeah.
6, 12, 18 the last
Ridiculous.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I
yeah.
mean, he's over 20 at least.
It's wild.
So, now Deckerville heads to Kingston. Playoff game, a rematch from the regular season where Kingston came out top. They are the NCTL champions also of the Stripes division.
Oh, man. You were doing so good, Eddie.
Stars division.
Stars. Dude, you're doing so great. Dang it.
Olin Corliss, the starting QB and leading rusher, over 1,146 yards, 23 touchdowns, is not the quarterback now. He's in the backfield because he had surgery on his hand. He's probably going to play. He's going to have a club maybe.
Yeah, I heard he is kind of up in the air right now. I think he has been cleared to play. I don't know to what extent. I don't think he played against CPS, but I'm not 100% sure on that either.
All right.
But Tanner James has filled in pretty nicely at the quarterback position.
He's got 352 yards rushing and three touchdowns, and he can pass also 15 of 26 passing, 211 yards and a touchdown. So for that's a freshman quarterback back there for Kingston now. And, hey, why not put Olin Corliss in the backfield?
What a trend we have here locally, too. A lot of teams going with freshman quarterbacks.
Yeah. Freshman versus sophomore this week. And then Brown City with the freshman against Oakland Christian. So.
Right. And apparently now Harbor Beach is starting a freshman, too. And years ago it was a formula for Ubley starting a freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. That's our discussion here of high school eight-player football on Sportsline Radio, High School Football Sports Show. Pretty much almost wrapping things up here. We'll be back with some final remarks here on WMIC.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
Mark McGarry here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. If you are planning a new car or truck purchase or you have a current lease expiring, it's time to start planning ahead. Inventory shortages and extended order delivery times are expected to continue. Whether you want to buy or lease, turn your car in or trade it in, we can help you make the best decision to capitalize on the current market conditions. Ford Motor Company is offering an order incentive of $1,000 on many vehicle lines over and above any other rebate to place your custom order. That's Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81. Visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com and come see why for 57 years your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. And our final segment here, we've got the Peck Pirates taking on the Morse Orioles team. And Peck coming off that 62-64 overtime loss here. Going to be a tough task, even though in the past here, Phillip, that Morse is always a tough team. Man, they were in the NCTL, now they're not. And now they would love to say, hey, it's nice to be back in the NCTL. Maybe we can kick some more NCTL butt. But, hey, Peck Pirates, no slouches themselves. They're right. Hosting Morris.
Morris, still the Orioles, though, and still a quality eight-player football team. So we'll see what they can do coming into Peck. I think this is one of the most interesting matchups we have this weekend, especially an eight-player for sure. I like Peck's chances because they do have home field, but never discount Morris. We saw them just dominate in the NCTL for a couple seasons there, so I'm sure that hasn't gone away.
No, and Morris, I believe, was in the NCTL for four or five seasons. During that time in NCTL play, they had a 26-1 record.
Wow.
So, you know, I've heard that Morris is a little bit down compared to where they've been as a program, but you look at the conference they joined, and there's a lot of great teams in that conference as well.
Yeah, they lost to Merrill 52-12. That was a big loss.
That's a big loss, but Merrill, I believe, is 9-0. So, I mean, that's not – I mean
– is this Merrill's first season in eight-player, too? Or second? Maybe second, right.
Yeah, I think CPS may have played them last
and
year.
And they ended the season with a loss against Fulton, also the Fulton Pirates, with a loss for Morris also. And so, yeah, we'll see what Morris is. If they're still the Morris team that we know them to be, or we believe that Peck is a good team, because to get that, you know, two-point loss to Decker, well, it kind of showed you where Peck is at since that first week loss to Brown City. And, you know, they just got better and better. Yeah, they took on some, you could say, the lower echelon of teams. You're just wondering. They did beat North Huron. That was good. Good win. They beat some other key teams in that Stars division or Stripes division. I
believe. Just shaking your head over
damn
here.
Damn you, NCTL. Oh, why can't you be just North and South?
Phil, it's because this happens every week.
Yes, right. It does. Every week. teams they took on, you know, they took on some tough teams also that start off for Peck and then to end in, you know, against Dackerville. So.
Yeah, and, you know, at the end of the day, Peck has Caleb Lettner and Morris doesn't. So, I mean, that's going to be a huge advantage. The Dackerville game, it was pretty much all on him. We saw Babcock run around and make some plays. But there, if when you're playing Morris, you're going to need Babcock to be able to throw it around a little bit, Van Conen to bring in some passes. They're going to need more of a team effort instead of just, you know, giving it to Caleb Lettner every time. Not that that's a bad strategy.
I was going to say, not a bad strategy still, I mean, from what I've seen. Because really what had happened, too, is Deckerville really hemmed him in the first half, Caleb Lettner. And he might have only had 60, 70 yards at halftime. But they were stopping him at the line of scrimmage. But in the second half, he was breaking into that secondary. And that's when that's his bread and butter
trouble
right there.
Yeah.
And he's an absolute stud and just a pleasure to watch. Morris, they're going to have to come with a good game plan. Really was impressed, I was, with the Peck coaching staff's adjustments they made at halftime in that Deckerville game.
Absolutely, yeah.
Brown City's going to need a good game plan also. They get to host a playoff game. Yes, they're in the playoffs. High school eight-player football first year, and they finished the season with one loss. And they won over KPAC on Thursday. Last Thursday, they got 349 yards rushing, 29 passing yards, and they've been playing as a really good unit in their type and style of offense, from the quarterbacks to the running backs. Sometimes you see some pretty good passing plays there also. Offensive line doing a good job. It's a tight run offense on the line there. Would like to utilize an 11-player football.
Double wing, yeah.
But
yeah.
You could tell, we talked to one of the coaches, their strength and conditioning was a lot different in speed and stamina. And it's because they are working on their strength and conditioning. Mm-hmm. And it's doing them well. Now, they're going to take it on Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian. This is a tough team. We know this. They beat Deckerville. Kingston beat them.
Right.
But they only got one loss in the season.
And that was Kingston's closest game was with Oakland Christian. And, you know, maybe this is the reason that Oakland Christian maybe avoided Brown City in the regular season, you know. But this is going to be a fantastic game. And, you know, talking to Coach Cooper, you know, this is it's very big for the community and very big for the program to go 8-1. That's their best season in 25 years.
Yep.
They're hosting a playoff game. I don't know the last time they've done that. But when talking to him, he said, you know, we've talked about that stuff and we are excited about that stuff. But what we're shifting our focus to now is, you know, what do we have to do to get to the state title game? And, you know, yeah, this is cool, but, you know, this isn't, we don't want this to be the end. We want this to be, you know, just the start. And, You know, I love the way the district worked out.
Yes.
Oakland Christian, I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. Oakland Christian does a lot of different things on offense. And then you're going to have either Brown City Oakland Christian or Kingston Deckerville in a regional final. I mean, that's just – that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be great,
you're
too.
Still going to have a thumb area team.
Oh, for sure.
In the NCTL or independent, you know,
and,
area.
And, you know, I was at that Deckerville-Oakland Christian game, and that was a shootout, too. It ended up a 52-44 victory for Oakland Christian. So
I think a little bit of shades of kind of telling you the story, but we're wondering how good – Brown City is against the, I guess, higher echelon of NCTL teams. They handled Peck back in week one. That was week one. Things, a lot of things have changed since then. I'm sure Peck learned a lot about that game also. For the scoring-wise for Brown City, week one, 64-12. Week two over Maple Valley, 40-20. Onekama, 52-0. Thank you. Suttons Bay, the Vikings, 58-41. So a high-scoring game. We did that game.
Great game.
They lost to Martin, 49-6. That was a key game. First only loss. Britton Deerfield, another tough game, but they came out on top, 60-38. We were at this game also on a Saturday. They won over Meesick, 64-62. The forfeit against win over Vandercook Lake. And then they handled KPEC to end the regular season, 60-6. So does Brown City have they do have the potent offense. They're going to take on another team that has a potent offense also in Auburn Hills Oakland Christian. So have you talked to the coaches from Brown City? I mean, how do they feel, you know, hey, we're in a playoff game. Let's see if we can win this and then take on either Kingston or Deckerville possibly.
Well, I think the nice thing about what this region does is, you know, Brown City has been going all over the state playing, you know, a who's who, but not really anybody local other than Peck week one and KPAC week nine. So this is going to be an opportunity for Brown City to show people where they stack up against local teams, you know, how they're going to do against Oakland Christian. What would potentially happen if they played Kingston or Deckerville. And, you know, I think that'll really open up some eyes for people that, you know, don't know much about Brown City this year or don't really know much about their opponents because you don't really know what to compare it to.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity for Brown City to make a little bit of noise. You're going to run into Martin eventually if you keep winning. And when we talked to the coaches a couple weeks ago, they said that's a game they'd like to have another shot at. That's a game where they made a couple mistakes and it just kind of snowballed out of control. You know, that'd be a great for Brown City to get another shot at them.
1,547 yards rushing for this Auburn Hills Oakland Christian team. And, Sir Philip, you saw this team also over 1,800 yards passing. So,
yeah,
well-balanced offense.
Very well-balanced. They throw it around. They carve out whatever works for them. They take the path of least resistance, whether it be the running game or the passing plays, and they put a lot of points up on the board. I mean, that's their key thing. Their defense, Brown City's going to be able to hang some points on them. This is going to be a shootout deluxe, no doubt about it. This is going to be a 50-42 type game, I have a feeling.
Yeah, 27 rushing, 27 passing touchdowns for Auburn Hills Oakland Christian, and they have also 18 rushing touchdowns on the season. This is going to be a game also where Brown City needs to get that field goal or two touchdown lead to maybe win this game. Also, we saw that against those other tough teams. Also, so
yeah, well, we saw it against Messick. A lead can go away fairly quickly in 8-player football.
In 10 seconds,
right? So yeah, you're going to want to, you know, get up, but don't get comfortable. You know, kind of pad that lead a little bit because Oakland Christian has the ability to get right back into it.
Jay Johnson, that's Jordan Johnson, who's been throwing that ball for Auburn Hills Oakland
so
Christian.
They have a passing quarterback and a running quarterback. So it's almost 95% of the time you can tell they're either going to run or pass because just by who's at quarterback.
Yeah,
and that's how you know that they're good because they're basically telling you what's going to come, and they don't. They're just like, hey, just stop it.
You know? Here it is,
and. Nobody's really been able to stop it yet. So
yeah, Lucas Cobb is the leading rusher, 755 yards, and Johnson, the senior, with 280 yards rushing also. So they're the leading rushers, the quarterbacks, the leading rushers and passers for this Auburn Hills Oakland Christian team. All right, good luck to all our thumb area teams. Great coverage, by the way, of our sports writers. Check out the San Lake County News tomorrow, Wednesday. You're going to want to check it out.
Yeah, maybe.
some articles there.
Oh, don't call
Mike
Gallagher.
Me,
yeah. Don't call me. Don't call me.
Thank you to Phil Nickel. Your coverage game, you got North Branch against Freeland. Going to be a good game. I'll be covering. We just talked about the Brown City Green Devils. They're going to be up against Auburn Hills Oakland Christian. Tune in to 6:30 p.m. on 92.5 FM and in streaming at cnlakebroadcasting.com. Thumb Tucker to Sports, also Saginaw Vale and Ubley. We got 92.1 WIDL covering the Kingston-Deckerville game also. And we also have, I do believe, Clark Ramsey, WOW Sports, covering Lakers and Bad Axe game.
Yeah.
And we know Harbor Beach is out there, but stay up to date on those other scores. Check out our Twitter feeds also. So, yeah. And where will you be?
I'm not 100% sure where I'll be on Friday yet.
Okay.
I'm going to wait till a little bit later in the week. I may have a photographer lined up for the Croslex game. I would like to go to the Croslex game. That's probably the most intriguing. But I just have to map things out. Saturday, we have the Division IV cross country regionals at Wagner
Park.
Saturday morning.
My wife's got to help and collect tickets there.
Yeah, so it's going to be. I'm going to be driving from Harbor Beach to
East China Stadium.
We'll see if the timing works out. I may not see the Red Raiders until the second half, but it's a great time. Yeah, I'll listen to it on the way down.
We'll have that game on 92.5 FM. Also, Marlette at Marine City Cardinal Mooney, and we'll have Brown City hosting Auburn Hills Oakland Christian on Friday nights. So check that out, 92.5 FM, WBGV, our high school games live on the air and streaming at cnlakebroadcasting.com. Thank you, Sir Philip Nickel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Phil.
Hey.
From the San Lake County News. Thank you for tuning in to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show on WMIC, AM 660, 95.3 FM. You'll hear a replay of this in podcast form come tomorrow later afternoon.
Make good choices.